Two new outreach workers have been hired to work in the city's downtown core in an effort aimed at helping business owners, the vulnerable population, and diverting calls from police. In the past, if somebody was in crisis, as a business we didn't really have anybody to call, downtown Sudbury Business Improvement Area co-chair Jeff McIntyre told Sudbury.com. In cases involving mental health crises, loitering, or drug use, it often isn't necessary to involve police, but police are often called regardless. Generally, a business would call police, and police would prioritize that generally fairly low because the person isn't doing much to break the law other than being somewhere they're not wanted, McIntyre explained. The new program, called Welcoming Streets Sudbury and branded by Downtown Sudbury as part of Propel Sudbury, involves a partnership with the GoGive Project, through which two outreach workers have been hired to work with downtown business owners. Their goal will be to de-escalate situations downtown, link members of the vulnerable community with services, and prevent unnecessary calls to police. Staff at downtown businesses have been provided with a direct line to the outreach workers. In the event outreach workers end up having to call police, McIntyre said they're more likely to get timely response because a significant attempt by professionals has already been made to deal with the situation. This is definitely a better band-aid, McIntyre said. It helps businesses get through this period where Sudbury is experiencing high levels of opioid usage and homelessness, and allows them to better interact with the population going through this crisis. The two new outreach workers are currently going through training, GoGive Project Executive Director Evie Alley told Sudbury.com, and are expected to hit the streets by early February. "We're making sure they're well equipped to be out in the community," she said, noting the team will work alongside existing outreach workers to bring their service closer to 24 hours per day. A team of four mobile outreach workers currently work from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., and their office hours from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. include two outreach workers. The upcoming pair of outreach workers will bridge the afternoon gap, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and work additional hours so they're closer to full-time. Whether it's mental health concerns, loitering, or another such concern business owners bring to their attention, Alley said the outreach workers will mitigate this traffic in a safe and compassionate way that will alleviate the stress against the business and the individual involved. As McIntyre also indicated, Alley noted that many of the existing calls from downtown business owners to police do not necessarily require police presence. Trained outreach workers familiar with vulnerable members of the community being their first point of contact, rather than police, using trauma-informed approaches, is a more effective solution, she said. In addition to Welcoming Streets Sudbury, the Propel Downtown umbrella program also includes the existing Downtown Cleanup program, which is a zero-barrier program for vulnerable residents, offering a $10 per hour honorarium to clean up the downtown. "The Downtown Cleanup program is routinely at capacity," McIntyre said, "with 4 to 5 people per day taking part." Downtown Sudbury has branded the two programs together as Propel Downtown because they were always meant to work together, McIntyre said, with outreach workers referring cleanup participants to other programs and services. "We didn't have the funding to do all of it, so we did what we could," he said. "This brings the whole program together." The Greater Sudbury Development Corporation contributed $122,840 toward the two programs this year, which McIntyre said was a one-time deal for a 2024 pilot project he anticipates will prove its merit and become permanent in some capacity. "In other communities this has been tried, the success was so high that it became permanent," he said. "We're following the path of other communities like Guelph, which have gone down this road and seen good outcomes and a visible and substantial improvement to the downtown experience and better outcomes for people in crisis." Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.